Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Luke Combs on K-Frog. You want a chance to win tickets to see Luke Combs? You can join me on Saturday. I'm going to be out at Boot Barn in Norco right at 9 o'clock, so you can check out the Norco Horse Week Parade and then maybe go home with some tickets to see Luke Combs.
That would definitely be worth the Saturday morning for sure.
Yeah, not a bad way to start your day. Much better than waking up and go taking the ACTs. Are you familiar with this, like the SATs?
Yeah, I still remember. I had to take the SATs. I took them twice.
Doesn't surprise me.
In Australia, I took him.
Oh, well, there's a guy who has had to take him twice as well, but he had to take him the second time as part of his fantasy football punishment. Oh. He came in last in his fantasy football team or fantasy football league. So as a team, they came up with a punishment, and the loser had to go take the ACTs and had to get a score of 19 in order to get rid of the punishment.
Yeah, I don't think I could do that. That is a brutal punishment and a fantastic punishment. That would make you take fantasy football more seriously, Kelly.
100%. Because you think about it. If you're like our age now, we've been out of college a while. That's one of those things you're like, whew, never have to do that again. Because this guy, he's 32 years old. He said it was brutal to go back and try and take that test.
There are some things in life you're like, I never have to do it again.
Yeah.
It's gone. And it feels so good.
Sigh of relief.
But is it really gone? Because I still have a reoccurring dream about having to pass my last college math class. It was like a pre-calculus class. Don't even ask me why I was doing it because it had nothing to do with my major. But I didn't graduate if I didn't pass it. And I can't do math to save my life. I had like three tutors helping me. And I didn't tell my parents. They thought I was graduating. They booked their trip from Australia to South Carolina to come watch me graduate.
Oh,
and there was a chance if I failed this last exam, I wasn't graduating. I'd have to tell them. Luckily, I just passed by about 10% or something. I have a reoccurring nightmare about it 15 years later. I still have a dream about it. It was so brutal.
You might need to go see a therapist over this.
I've thought about it.
It's in the past.
It won't go away, this dream.
You never have to do it again.
Yeah, it stays with me, but no, I never have to do it again in real life.
What is the thing that you're so happy you never have to do it again?
It's gone forever.
Is it a college class? Is it taking tests? What is it? You could call or text us. 888-431-3764.
If I knew the punishment for the loser of a fantasy football league was to take the SAT again, I would not be in the fantasy football league. I would not be risking that.
I would definitely be trying harder than I normally do.
So what are you so happy that you never, ever have to do again? Go ahead, Kelly.
562, I'm loving this. Agree with you. Potty train. I think potty training is more stressful on the parent than anybody else.
Yeah, I agree with that.
And then once you're over that hump, it's like, whoo, sigh of relief. Never have to do that again.
A lot of people have said giving birth as well. I've never experienced that.
Well, yeah, that's your body, but yeah.
I got the Kelly look, I call it this morning.
Yeah, 909 says, I'm so happy I never have to do fifth grade again.
What's wrong with fifth grade?
I don't know. I would have just probably said like school, but maybe fifth grade was a traumatic experience.
Can you write back and tell us how old you are? If you're in sixth grade, that makes sense because the year, but if you're 30 years removed.
Yeah. What happened in fifth grade? For me personally, the one thing I'm so excited I never have to do again, fingers crossed, is date.
Yeah.
I hear horror stories about dating. I'm like, man, I would never want to do that.
Yeah, I haven't dated for 13 or so years because I went from a marriage to a relationship. And I don't even know how I do it, what I say. I think the whole thing would be awkward. I'm not even up to date with the online stuff.
Ruben says, so happy that I never have to go to work again. Recently retired. Congrats to you, Ruben.
Applause, applause, applause.
Also very jealous.
Yeah, me too. 951 says attend high school, which, Yeah, I wouldn't even pass high school these days.
I'm surprised you passed high school back in the day, guy.
Thank you.
What is it that you're so happy you never have to do again? You can call or text us. 888-431-3764.
Good as you.
What is the thing you are so happy you never have to do again? At our age, looking back, I'm like, yeah, the SATs. You would never think you have to do them again unless you win or lose a fantasy football league, which was a punishment for one guy. Had to go back and retake it and said it was absolutely brutal.
Brutal punishment. I took the SATs twice and I still remember it like it's yesterday and it was like 15 years ago.
We got a text message earlier from the 909 that said they're so happy they never have to do fifth grade again. And we were like, fifth grade? What's up with fifth grade? Well, Gabby ended up texting us back. She's in sixth grade.
Oh.
So that's why fifth grade was so bad.
She wrote the
text. It's out of the way, Gabby.
Very maturely.
You got it.
Congratulations, Gabby. 909 says deploy to combat.
Oh.
So.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you for your service. We're glad you're back safely and we hope you're enjoying life.
Mm-hmm. Angel in Moreno Valley, what are you so happy you never have to do again?
Teach my oldest son how to drive.
How bad was it?
Oh, it was bad. It was bad. And I'm down to my last two right now to teach, but that was bad.
How many times did you think you were going to die?
About four. And then the first time he went out by himself, he had an accident.
Oh my gosh.
The first time?
I mean, it was an innocent one. He's a great driver now.
Mom, did that have something to do with your teaching, though?
Maybe.
First time you get in an accident. Tommy weighed in and said, so glad I never have to worry about having a bad round of golf. Tommy didn't get better. He says he's just accepted that every round will be bad.
That's a good way to look at it. I just say I've never had a good round at golf. That's
right?
How you combat that, 951. Junior high in general. Worst age ever, apparently.
That is the awkward phase. Ugh. I would agree with that. Think of how many people are so happy right now that they don't have to battle to try and get those sold-out Stagecoach tickets.
Right.
If you're not in that boat, maybe we can hook you up with tickets. Coming up, 7:55, an hour away, we have another name. We'll get you qualified for those sold-out Stagecoach tickets.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.